So they kept more D linemen than I thought they would. That looks like they've some of the O linemen. Interesting. It makes the waiver of Jatari Carter stand out a little bit more with some of the guys that they kept, because that was a draft pick.
Maybe it's just because I'm so used to seeing him, but I feel like he's gotten significant playing time for the last 3 seasons, Carter. Like he's been dependable as a backup for what they needed. And again, you better hope you're rolling with those dudes and they're going to be there for you, because that guy has been there for you. And to see him get waived, I wouldn't be surprised if another team picked him up today at all.
I wouldn't be surprised either, because I think that he has positional flexibility, which is something that a lot of teams like, where you can say he's a tackle, he's a guard, and you can move him around a little bit. We had a big discussion yesterday about depth on both lines of scrimmage for the Bears, and I'm uncomfortable with their belief in their depth, and I think they are too. I think that's why they made so many moves, and it was weird. That is something that I thought was strange. Last night, there was no mention of that.
Also,
that on the defensive line, you went out and made significant moves over the last 4 days.
You're absolutely correct. Like, regardless of how you'd look at it, those were very deliberate actions taken where you indicate that you didn't have what you needed. And we knew that. We knew that was a possibility. Also, Zach Pickens, I just need to know if he's okay. That's a roll call that we haven't gotten this preseason.
And are we okay with a little bit of long snapper question at this point?
I am with you on this. Like, I thought Studs was a little cavalier about it in the meeting today. Not having a long snapper and not having the work between long snapper, new holder, and kicker, it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, let me clarify.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Let me clarify. So I understand at this moment, not having one on the roster, of course, is a concern. I'm saying of the rankings of concerns that we're going to have, if you're ranking the least concerning things about the roster, it's in the top five, long snapper, because it's replaceable.
But here's you can, my...
Like, even with bad snapping in the preseason, they got through it and didn't miss a kick in a game.
In the preseason.
I know, I understand, but the execution of the snap and the hold and the kick is exactly the same in the preseason.
I just want to offer this.
And one more point. I think they can find a competent long snapper and be just fine. And if they lose a game, if they lose to the Titans because of a bad snap, I will eat my words.
Okay. That's my point, is I think they very well could. We saw the center position absolutely fail the quarterback last season. I think that extends to long snapper. They told you in the draft that they decided that hidden yards really matter to them when they spent a fourth round pick on a punter. So get it right. Either you care about this or you don't. You either care about special teams or you don't. So which one is it?
If it were, look, I had the pleasure of covering Manly Maynard Gold. If you're telling me that two pieces of the mechanism are fine, I have less of a problem. And I don't know about Tory Taylor yet in that role. That to me is the concern. When you've got two of the three guys that have worked together for a long time, It feels less like a problem. But when you're saying, okay, new guy that we're asking to hold, here's a new guy that you're going to take the snaps from, I could see how it could go sideways on you pretty quick.
The posterior chain of the special teams mechanism seems like it could be a little out of whack.
I don't want to go all old guy here, but I was on the beat in 1997, the 4-12 year. And they had a long snapper named Harper LaBelle, who was okay unless he wasn't okay.
Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah, da, yeah, da.
Not Patty. He had some issues. He had some bad days where they lost. I can't tell you which. I think it was a Packer game. They lost because of a bad Harper LaBelle snap. And in the preseason, I want to say they had a guy named Ron Davis. They went through three different guys. There was always something janky about it. Always, whether it was Todd Sauerbrunn having to pull a punt off the tops of his toes, or whether it was having to reach on a hold for a Jeff Jager kick. It was all year. And the next offseason, the next draft, they drafted Patrick Manley. And that was it for the next giant chunk of my
for the next 16 years.
That was a rebound decision that worked.
But that's seriously, like, they somebody there said, we're not living through this again.
And I do think that Studs is right, that you can probably find replacement level long snapper more easily
now
than any other position.
Now you can. It's in large part because of Patrick Manley. The all long snapping is better now.
Yes, but it's still, hey, let's make this work between a couple of new guys at the position. I don't want something like that to be the difference between the Bears being an 8-win team and them being a 9-win team. If we're talking about like holding them to playoff expectations, I don't want us to have to go back and be like, you know, they were right there. If it weren't for that game in Houston where, you know, the ball goes over the punter's head and they give up a safety, like that, that's the stuff that I don't want to see happen.
And you know what? You bring up such a good point, because the margins will determine, to me, just some absolute success in that first, what, six games versus what could, like, this is the stuff where we're thinking about it, I think, with the appropriate level of concern. When you consider the opportunity that lies ahead of them in this first set of games. Additionally, I can't believe I'm still harping on this, but partially just for clarification. So Borum gets put on the injured designated to return list. So they must think Amagaji's healthy and ready to go, correct? Was that not an option for him?
He kind of has to be.
But was that not an option for him? Because that was my question to you guys in Vegas. You know, that was pre-Mantis. Mantis.
As we really think of everything as either pre or post Mantis.
As we should. Yeah. I feel like that's a fair designation.
Yeah, I think they looked at it as, we're going to use the time between the final preseason week and opening day as 3 weeks of ramp up for him to be ready to be a swing player for us.
But the investment there, the leap of faith that he's good. It's a rookie from Yale.
Yes.
There's me, too.
I understand if you're talking about a vested vet who is, you know, you're pulling one of those. I forgot who it was the last couple of years. Usually you've got a guy over there.
Ja'Tyre Carter or Larry Borum.
Yeah, maybe Larry Borum will grow into one of those guys. But just sometimes you get a dude who you know can get you through a game, maybe can get you through a couple games. I don't know that Kieran Amagaji is that at all.
We're going to find out. And that's... These are the reasons we're asking these details is, yes, it was hard to make the team, but they still made some decisions where you're asking, what was the calculus that went into it? Velus, obviously, I'm going to say that. Prove me wrong then, dude. I would love to be proven wrong on this. And we're still trying to figure out what his value is when the kickoff rule is being discussed in a way that makes you think that it's not going to be applied the way that they wanted it to be.
That's a bit of the shame of the Wheeler thing of going, man, if he were healthy, does he win the job? Like, does he win that last spot, at least for now? Because remember, this isn't the final roster. The final roster isn't until the Tuesday before the season starts.
And for example, we know Kari Blasingame is likely to come back. That's a good example of what you're going to see this week.
And you know what part of me thought about the Ian Wheeler thing? I'll be straight up, that maybe the best thing ultimately for Ian Wheeler is to protect that valuable brain of his and have him go to medical school.
Well, I wonder, I would imagine that he should be able to get some stuff done. I can't imagine that the Bears would, other than making sure that he's rehabbing, like figuring out time where he can be at the facility to rehab after the surgery. I feel like it does open the door for him to get a year of medical school out of the way.
Maybe.
I like how Ryan Poles put it with the red shirt. That's exactly how I was thinking about it.
But if that allows him to get a head start, and maybe sometimes the game is telling you that you're going to be better off, you know, starting out and going and helping other people instead of beating up your body and your brain.
And maybe this gives him some insight too, because he's going to be, there's going to be some patient care that he's going to have to deal with. And when he goes through the rehabilitation process, maybe 20 years from now, we're talking about how that guy took his injury and turned it into making sports medicine better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hands-on experience that he's getting is absolutely valuable. But either way, it's just nice to get to know somebody better, learn about what makes them tick, want to cheer for that person because of who they are as an individual, and then hope that things get better. An ACL injury, as we know, can be damning, but hopefully for him and technology, it's not as bad as it used to be.
In the moment, you can understand why he's destroyed, because he had opened some eyes and he's pretty close to realizing a dream, and then that dream gets taken away from you, like in the timing of it, and like how close, like you're so close to getting out unscathed in the preseason, and for it to happen like that, it's a really sad thing. But I imagine just from that guy's whole steelo, it makes you think that he gonna be all right. But I could understand if that threw him for a loop and he had some days where he was just sitting there going, why me?
Oh, yeah. You just hate to see people just have situations that are unfortunate that weren't on their own terms. You hate it for most people, you know?